Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 7th canto, chapter 9. This is text number 7. Astosid dadim ekagra manasa susamahitaha prema gadgadaya vacha tan nyasta hridayekshanaha. Astosid dadim ekagra manasa susamahitaha prema gadgadaya vacha tanyasta hridayekshanaha. Astosid dadim ekagra manasa susamahitaha prema gadgadaya vacha tanyasta hridayekshanaha. Astosid dadim ekagra manasa susamahitaha prema gadgadaya vacha tanyasta hridayekshanaha. Vaishnavis, astosit. He began to offer prayers. Harim, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ekagra manasa, the mind being completely fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Susamahitaha, very attentive, without diversion to any other subject. Prema gadgadaya, faltering because of feeling transcendental bliss. Vacha, with a voice. Tatnyasta, being fully dedicated to Him, Lord Nrsimhadeva, Hridaya ikshanaha. With heart and sight. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Nrisimhadev with full attention in complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with a faltering voice. Please repeat. Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Nrisimhadev with full attention in complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with a faltering voice. Purport. The word susamahitaha means very attentive or fully fixed. The ability to fix the mind in this way is a result of yoga siddhi, mystic perfection. As it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 13th chapter, verse number 1, Dhyana vastita tar gratena manasa paschanti yam yoginaha. One attains yogic perfection when he is freed from all material diversions and his mind is fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord. This is called samadhi or trance. Prahlad Maharaj attained that stage beyond the senses. Because he was engaged in service, he felt transcendentally situated, and naturally his mind and attention became saturated in transcendence. In that condition, he began to offer his prayers as follows. Om Jnana Tumarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshus Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upagadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kopa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So the verse again today. Astosid Dadim Ekagra Manasa Susamahitaha Prema Gadgadaya Vacha Tanyasta Hridayekshanaha. Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Nrisimhadev with full attention and complete trance. With the fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with a faltering voice. So Srila Prabhupada brings to point this one word in this verse called susamahitaha. And it's described in many Vedic literatures. It's brought up in the Upanishads and all kinds of different transcendental literatures. And as we learned, it means to be very attentive or very intent on something, having your mind fixed, fully absorbed in some subject or object. So that's the goal of the bhaktas, is to become so focused on Krishna in the state of susamahita. So that means that we must become someone that is in that state also, just like Prahlad Maharaj. And he's a perfect example of this. What a mystic yogi to be totally absorbed in Krishna. Even before Lord Nrisimhadev appeared to him, this was his nature. When he was being tortured by his father, trying to be killed, he was completely in the state, always fixed on Krishna. So this is the goal of the devotee. But unfortunately, we're in this material world, which is very dangerous, and there's so many distractions. Even Lord Brahma was so afraid of this material world, even though he was empowered to become the engineer of it and design it, create it. But yet he himself was afraid, and he prayed to Krishna for protection. And today we're so fortunate that Lord Chaitanya appeared. We celebrated that yesterday. He appeared to teach us how to become fearless in this mature world and not worry about becoming distracted and becoming absorbed in something other than Krishna. And he made it very simple. He said simply, you can remain home, study these transcendental literatures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. And in that way, you will always be protected. And in that way, I will always be with you. So he explained this to a brahmana. And in this way, he was protected. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada brought the same message for us to the Western world and all over the world, engaging us in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I just was listening on the altar this morning. Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture. He said, we're not so concerned about seeing Krishna. He said, we're seeing Krishna everywhere. But what we're concerned about is acting in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. That's the trick. So if you're engaged in some service which pleases Krishna, or rather which pleases the spiritual master, then Krishna will want to see you. And if you get the darshan of Krishna, just see what happened to Prahlad Maharaj. Krishna pleased him so much. I mean, he pleased Krishna so much, and Krishna was pleased by his firm faith in him. He didn't give up. No matter how much difficult trial was put in, he wasn't distracted. Can you believe that? You know, we get distracted if something dangerous happens and we'll say something that not necessarily Krishna's name. But Prahlad Maharaj was completely absorbed in Krishna. You know, he was tested like that. So this is what pleased Krishna. And Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared to him to protect him. And then when he touched his head, then he became enlightened with all kinds of transcendental knowledge. And he began to speak here. This is so important. We're listening to Prahlad Maharaj. His prayers are just starting now. It will be starting tomorrow. They're the most wonderful prayers. They're the most elevated prayers. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada mentioned this morning also, he said how, you know, worship of Krishna is the best worship. He was quoting Lord Shiva, which was explaining to his wife, Parvati. And he said, you know, even better than worshiping Krishna is worshiping the devotee of Krishna or anything related to Krishna. So this is our secret, is that we can please Krishna by pleasing his devotee. And here we are. Krishna, actually Prahlad Maharaj is an eternal associate of Lord Nrisimhadeva. He always comes when he appears. And just as an example to show us how to become absorbed in Krishna. So now we're glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. And we're going to study his prayers, learn them, become enlightened by them. And this will be more pleasing than if we were reading about Krishna, actually. Prabhupada said on this morning again, he said, actually, we don't read Bhagavad Gita to hear about Krishna, but we want to hear about Arjuna. That's why we read Bhagavad Gita. Because that's better than hearing about Krishna. He said that. So the devotees are very dear to Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj is so dear to Krishna. He appeared to him. And now he's glorifying him. He's going to enlighten him to give us this transcendental knowledge. And we'll become enlightened. So we have to be like that. No matter where we are, waking or dreaming, sleeping, we're always enlightened because we're thinking of our Ishtadev. What's our Ishtadev? Our most worshipable object. So we have a choice. We have so many worshipable objects in this mature world. They're very attractive. They're very, very attractive. So whatever your consciousness is fixed on, that's what you'll be attracted to. Prabhupada uses the analogy of a lusty man who sees everywhere gorgeous women that he could enjoy. So in the same way, the devotee, he sees everywhere, everything reminds him of Krishna. He looks and he says, oh, this is Krishna's energy. That was created by Krishna. So we see everything as Krishna's, and we engage everything in Krishna's service. And in that way, we become to this platform of a transcendental, mystic, yoga, siddhi, susamahita, always absorbed and fixed like this in samadhi. There's a very nice purport that's given in the 12th canto, or actually it's in the 11th canto, I believe. And I'd like to share this with you. And this gives the idea of what it means to be absorbed. And this is where Sri Javier is explaining the most advanced devotee. The verse is, Sarva Bhuteshu Ya Pashed Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavatottamaha. Sri Javier said, the most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and understands that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord. And there's a very long purport for that and explains so many realizations of a devotee and the different levels of devotee. I think everyone should, it's very wonderful. I think you'd like that. It's 11.245. But I'll just read the last paragraph, which gives some really nice insights. They're quoting Srila Vishnuvata Chakravarti Thakur and other great acharyas in this purport. So let me read this one. Srila Vishnuvata Chakravarti Thakur also points out in his commentary, Atra Pashed Iti Tata Darshana Yoga Yataiva Vivaksita Nu Natu Tata Darshanasya Sarva Kalikata. In this verse, the word Pashet, or one must see, does not mean that at every moment one is visualizing the form of Krishna. Rather, it means that one has reached the exalted platform of devotional service on which he is fit to see or is capable of seeing Krishna's form. If only those, that's the end of the quote, if only those who constantly see the form of Krishna are to be considered Uttama Adhikaris, then Narada, Vyas, and Sukadev cannot be considered topmost devotees, since they do not always see the Lord everywhere. Of course, Narada, Vyas, and Sukadev are considered to be on the highest standard of pure devotional service, and therefore, the real qualification is Tad Didriksha Dikya, or having an overwhelming desire to see the Lord. Therefore, the statement of the Bhagavad Gita that a devotee should see Krishna everywhere, Yomam Pashati Sarvatra, can be understood in terms of the example of a lusty man's thinking that the world is full of beautiful women. Similarly, one should become transcendentally so desirous of seeing the Lord that one can perceive within the entire universe nothing but Krishna and his potency. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti, Bhagavad Gita 7.19. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on here in the purport describing Prabhupada's correspondence in 1969 with Professor J.F. Stahl of the University of California. Srila Prabhupada claimed, here Prabhupada claimed that all his disciples who are studying are strictly following the intense program of Krishna consciousness were in fact Sadurlabha Mahatmas, who are seeing Vasudev Sarvam. In other words, if one is constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, with an intense desire to please the Lord and one day gain His association, is to be understood that in one's life there is nothing but Krishna. Srila Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur has warned us, however, that a mere theoretical or academic understanding that Krishna is everywhere does not qualify one to be a first-class devotee. One must actually have developed love for Krishna. Therefore, it can be practically understood that anyone who enthusiastically adopts the Krishna consciousness program and eagerly participates in the preaching activities of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is acting on the platform of a Madhyama Adhikari devotee. When such a devotee becomes overwhelmed by his desire to serve Krishna and associate with the Lord, so much so that he is not attracted to anything else within the universe, he should be understood to be an Uttama Adhikari, Vaishnava, as mentioned in this verse. So that gives us some really good insight what it means to really see Krishna everywhere and be absorbed everywhere. And this is the fortune that we have. You know, there's so many Vedic literatures given. There's so many Puranas. I think there's like 550,000, or is it million, verses in all these Puranas. And it's described that all these are really important Puranas, unless and until the Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken, because it is the king of all the Puranas. It's the essence, it's the cream of all this Vedic knowledge. And here we're so fortunate, because why is it the cream? Because it's all about Krishna and his devotees and all their wonderful prayers. And this is what we're so fortunate to be about. We're just entering these wonderful prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. How important they are. We can't minimize them. They're more important than all the other Puranas in the Vedic literatures. It's described that even the Ramayana, I think, was first spoken to Lord Brahma, or was it by Brahma? To Narada. It's 1 billion verses. And then Narada, he summarized it. And again, it's so that we have it today. So even, like, we have the essence of all these literatures here. And then the essence of all those is in these prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. He's enlightened by Krishna to give us these prayers. So we could just look forward to a lot of nectar about Krishna and how to become absorbed in Krishna. It's fully, actually Krishna says that I speak through my devotees. Actually, it's me speaking. And Prabhupada said that himself. He says it's not me writing these books, it's Krishna. And devotees on Sankirtan, they can tell you so many stories about how they say something or something happens in Krishna. You know, it's like they don't know why they said it, but they said it in such a way that that person's entire life changed. Because Krishna is in the heart of the sincere devotee. He's in the heart of the sincere seeker. And Krishna makes an arrangement for them to hear his messages in these ways. So this is the most advanced prayers that we can read. I think there's one statement that was described by Bhaktisiddhanta Swami that said we should always study the seventh canto. It's one of the cantos that he was very favorite and very fond of, that we should always study this particular canto. It's a very nice canto. So let me just read the verse again, and if there's any comments or questions, bring it open for everyone. Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Narsingadev with full attention and complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers and love with a faltering voice. Jai. So, we have plenty of time for some discussion, realizations. Maybe someone's... I know there's one, let me just... people think about it. There's one pastime of Lord Nrsimhadeva in Mayapur, how he's very kind to his devotees. I don't know if anyone has went to that website that I recommended last time. I think I gave class. But there's one story. There's this one pujari. He was very much afraid to worship Lord Nrsimhadeva. You know, he was worshiping him, but he was scared. He was like afraid all the time, you know, like afraid he might make some offense or something. But then one night he went to the ashram, you know, I think he was sleeping. And then he heard the, you know, the bed was, you know, shaking. And he thought, oh, the devotees must be coming home late, you know. I guess he was on a bunk or something. But then he looked up, and what did he see? He saw Lord Nrsimhadeva right there on his bed, you know, right there. Lord Nrsimhadeva climbing up on his bed. And he came up right up to him, and Lord Nrsimhadeva comes, and he puts his paws right in his shoulders, like that. And he says, you do not have to be afraid of me. And for a long time, he had actually the marks of his nails on his shoulders, like scars. So, you know, yeah, but they finally faded. So he said, but, you know, people would see him and they said, let me see your scars. And he'd have to show his scars all the time. But after that happened, he was like, oh my God, oh my Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then he just, you know, he started walking up and down, you know, the temple grounds and different places, just like, Hare Krishna, you know, like, Krishna, after you see Lord Nrsimhadeva, he's like, and then he's wondering, like, people are looking at him kind of weird because he was still in his nightdress, walking around, you know, thinking of Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. So, like that. Okay, so now your turn. Hare Krishna. Jai, thank you for your kind attention. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.